مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 18th of Dhul Qadah, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 27th of May, 2024. Other areas of the world, it is the 19th of Dhul Qadah. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on voting, and I must admit, through the years working for Markaz, I've never seen Mufti Saab so excited for voting. So Mufti Saab, what's the secret? What's the...
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, voting, we'll speak just now. The first announcement we got is this, that all those people, yeah, in South Africa, various places, who want to get their radios tuned up and so forth and so on. So inshallah, these are the numbers and where you will get them. Our brother Dawood Mondli will be there just now, 9 o'clock, quarter past 9, he should be there in Overport, inshallah, and surrounding Durban, right? Overport and surrounding, you contact Dawood Mondli, he'll be there about 9, quarter past 9, right till the evening, Maghrib time or so. So Dawood Mondli's number 063-403-2743. Then Bilal will be there in our studio. Our studio there, the new studio, number two, Grace Avenue, and that's in Westwell, next to Westwood Mall, just next to it, Musalla Abu Bakr. So there you will find the studio. Bilal will be there from 9 to 1. 082-099-0023. 082-099-0023. So that is the second one. And then Junaid Khan. So our Junaid Mota, yeah. So you know who comes 2 o'clock. We call him Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, Jinnat Mota, whatever. For lanes and surroundings, so contact him on 084-304-0795. And then my brother Zahir, he's there in Cape Town, mashallah. So 082-786-5441. Zahir Esop, his name, 082-786-5441. And just now, Mohan Abdul Aziz Ahmad sent me a number and said, contact this brother. He's in Marisburg. He'll do it free of charge if you go to him. Obviously, if you have to call him to your house and that, then he'll charge you and then you speak to him. But if you go to him, so then it's free. A brother Salim, and from Peter Marisburg, I'll mention the number thrice, 0833-703-896. Salim in Peter Marisburg, free if you go to him. 083-3703-896. 083-703-896. If you want to know anything about voting and all that, there's a toll-free number. I tried it yesterday. They're very efficient, I must tell you. That's what I found them yesterday. So 080-011-8000. 080-011-8000. Okay? So that's this thing. And for Qurbani and so forth, if you want to do here in South Africa and that, so we promote Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Saab, and that is in PE. So Majlis, we sent it out, and KwaZulu Natal, Jamiat KwaZulu Natal, they do in Bangladesh. So we sent all that out already. And if you want to do in Palestine or something, then contact Mohana Ibrahim Musa, Wings of Mercy, and 062. Oh, Mohana Farhan Patel is here in Dadir, small Jalalabad. So Mohana Farhan Patel's number is 074-820-8104. Mohana Farhan Patel here, Dadir, small Jalalabad. So 074-820-8104. And if you want to do in Palestine, then Moana Ibrahim Musa, 062-301-2960. So 062-301-2960. Okay, so that takes care of that. Inshallah, before the program finishes, I'll try one more time to give you all these numbers. And all these are free, right? All this tuning up, nobody will charge. Unless he has to come to your place, then Salim will charge you and so forth. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, voting starts in South Africa, and it is for special vote. So we registered a special vote. Here's it how it looks. So what happened was, 17th May was the cut-off date if you want to register. You see? So now, I'll give you mine, right? So application for special vote for this, then they got some number registered. So ballot approved for AK Hussein, and then they tell you where you must go and so forth. You see? So, but you can't do it now. You see, mine was done 26, I see, yes, Tuesday, 16 April. So maybe 17, I don't know when it was a cut-off, but around that time there. But that is what I saw, and then I just did it. So that's why a little bit. First time I'm going for special vote in my life. I voted before in 94 and that, or maybe one, two other times. But I never, ever voted for ANC and DA or EFF. That I never, and I won't vote today also. So for any one of them. All this, you must remember. So ANC, for obvious reasons, you understand. I feel that they didn't do a good job in the past 30 years and many other reasons. And there's other DA and all this, IFP and Action SA, and you must remember that all these characters, ACDP, who are connected with Israel one way or the other, according to us, we can't vote for them. So that is our whole issue on this. So you can ask me this question, will be a valid question, that why you want to vote. Last year, last time, you never voted. So I think the last two elections, I never voted, you understand? So I didn't vote at all. But last time, I remember, I didn't vote at all. So I say, this is my own assessment of the thing. I say we must bring ANC nationally below 50%. And too much power, too much corruption. You see, simple thing. And the DA, we must bring them down in Western Cape, remember, to less than 50%. So therefore, we tell our people, and a Muslim vote is very, very crucial. We can make it, or we can make them, or we can bring them lower down. If we stand united, majority of us. We don't expect everybody, but majority, you understand, it can make a huge difference. There's no doubt about it, remember that. And therefore, and see, in the weekend, they sent that guy flying of DA from the Phoenix, you understood, the Indian community. Hindus, Christian, Muslim, whoever it was, I salute you. You did a good job. He had to run, you understood. They kicked him out from there. This leader of the DA in Phoenix, there, Durban, and so forth. So very good, that is. Then we come to the other issue, you'll understand. Should you vote, shouldn't you vote, and all that. Now, among our senior ulama, there's big, big difference of opinion, you must remember, that we respect all our teachers, our elders, and so forth. I'll take few names. So Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab's fatwa, which I have, he says that it's permissible, provided you have good candidates, and so forth, and so on. So basically, he says, and he votes, I know, in the past is to vote. So that is, you must remember, one. Then Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, also our ustad, he said, no, you mustn't vote. So we'll say one is fatwa, one is taqwa, easy to solve the problem. And then if you take great, great giants, you must remember Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi, somebody sent me his fatwa and all that yesterday and so forth. So he also got conditions, but in essence, he says you can vote. And then you must remember on the other side, Mufti Shafi Sahib also, that he says you can vote with conditions and so forth. So like that. And some other ulama, senior ulama, say, no, you can't vote and so forth at all. So it's what we will call a ijtihadi masla. You know, it's a new masla in the sense. So now you must use Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba, and Fuqaha, and so forth. And then you come to difference of opinion. And Imam Shafi wrote a great usul, you know. So Imam Shafi in this usul, they say the first person to write a book on usul ul-fiqh was Imam Shafi, al-Risala, it's a masterpiece actually. So in day he wrote, wala inkara fil ijtihad, where you don't have clear-cut nusus, you know, you don't have divine text clearly, you don't have prophetic text clearly, you don't have this and this side and that side, they are ulama. So you can't say you right and they wrong, or they say they right and you wrong. So you must just tolerate it, and then إِنَّمَا اخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ. They were different opinion, all are trying to seek the truth, you know, and this type of thing. So that's what we will say in this type of masail and so forth. Obviously, some other ulama will say different. So therefore, I say you want to vote, you vote. You don't want to vote, don't vote. There's no sin if you don't vote or something, you understand? I never voted last time, no sin or something. South Africa is not compulsory. Some countries like Australia, and that is compulsory. You don't vote, they give you a fine also. So you must remember that. That's one issue, right? So now if you are going to vote, then which party must you vote for and that? Or must you vote, mustn't you vote? The same standard answer. This morning, how many people asked? I think they heard my morning program. I said, I am going to vote. I thought it'll open 7 o'clock. So I said, let me just phone them and find out what time they open. So before Zohar yesterday, I phoned them. And they told me, no, Monday and Tuesday is 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So they'll be opening just now. And then that is for the special votes. And then Wednesday is 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you see. So these are the hours for your voting in South Africa and all that. Then I just tell everybody that it is your personal choice. Read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So whoever you want to, you understood, you vote. And it's not necessary. There are three ballot papers. One is what they call national, one is what they call provincial, and one is they call regional. You see, I was reading it yesterday and so forth. So anyway, there are three different papers. You must put your X there, you see, and so forth. So that it don't mean you must vote for one party in all three. You can vote all three different parties. And if you want to spoil your paper, you will got big X over all of them. So that also you can do. They say it's your democratic right. You understood? It's a nonsense thing, but anyway. So then America, they say non-committal. You understood? You're not Republican, you're not Democrat, so you put non-committal in there. So anyway, these are all the shaitaniyat business. This democracy is a satanic system. We must be clear about it there, you understood? But you know that sometimes you see what the fuqaha have written and so forth and so on, and our great ulama, I told you the names. I told you both ways, they are senior ulama. It's not small people like us, you know, it's all great giants of Islam and so forth. So that's why we will say, if you vote, I will not object on you. You don't vote, we will not object on you. It's your choice, you must remember, it's a personal choice thing and so forth. So that is, and read the istikhara dua, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Yeah, that's all I think I can tell you about the voting. I don't know what else you want to ask. Anything more on the side about voting?
Gee, if a person votes, we feel that maybe we're signing or we're putting ourselves in these people's, in their party. So will we be answerable on the day of Qiyamah?
So innakum tubathuna yawm al-qiyamah ala niyatikum. So you must remember that I told one person just now when he asked me. I said South Africa and the world, 90% of the politicians are crooks. You want to remember that. Muslim, non-Muslim, crooks meaning they're all there for their own stomach and they're all there for their own families and all self-enrichment. You will only find 5-10%, that also if you really stretch it, who are there for the ummah, for the benefit of the people and so forth. So we must tell them very clearly, you understood, like I'll be voting this time. My only intention is this. Inshallah, I hope it comes like that, you understood, that we bring the ANC to below 50% nationally and we bring the DA below 50% in Western Cape. You understood? That it don't mean that now we're going to agree with their abortion or agree with their same-sex marriages. Or that, you know, every day we speak against all these issues there and so forth. That will happen if you become a party member of that. By voting, you're not becoming a party member. You feel in the best of all these satanic characters, maybe who is the best? You see, it's like, you know, Churchill was also racist 100%. So he made a nice statement. He said, all these political systems are corrupt, but one of the least corrupt ones is democracy. So the best of the worst. So that is how it will work here also. But you can't say because I vote for ABC party or XYZ party, 9 minutes I'm agreeing. That's wrong. You can't say that. You're voting for them, but you're not a party member. You're not an active participant or something with them that you say you agree with them. You can't agree with any party. You must remember. Your concern. This morning I said so. One person said somebody came, a crook came in his yard. And this Muslim guy shot him. And then 3 houses or something, he fell down and he died. So now the police want to arrest him. Then just before that, I said that the South African constitution, the world said one of the best constitutions. When you want to gauge and study something, always look at the results. So what good did that constitution bring to us in South Africa? You became the gay capital of the world. You became the murder capital, the rape capital, gender-based violence. The other day I heard on 702 or SAFM, they say 11 women are killed daily, you understood, in South Africa. So, and abortion and that is already hisab, you understand? You can't even count in all that. And then you look at your Bela Bill, you look at the NHA and this and all. So everything is going downwards. Nothing is going a positive way, you understood. So that is what we will say. But anyway, so now that what we can do, ma'aziratin ila rabbikum, that speak against it, the evil, at least you must remember, you tried your best to make some amal bin ma'ruf, nanil munkar.
Mufti Saab, there's some news that has been spilled that there are some Muslims who have said that they are going to vote for DA secretly. Of course, they're not going to expose their names. But the reason they're doing this is because of their future, their material benefit. And they are looking at it from that angle. So what's Mufti Saab's message for this?
Quran Kareem states, when you side with the batil, you know they are batil. You know they are 100% with Israel. You know that they're doing all this. I just give you one two Quranic verses and one two ahadith. Quran says, innakum idam mithluhum. So you must remember, you become just like them. You are an accomplice in that crime. So you must remember that. That is nifaq, is hypocrisy. You're not going to tell people because you know that these type of things here and so forth. So, I mean, that's your right, you understand. But to say that because you're going to make something out of it, you got a tender from them, or you got this, you got that, that is not acceptable. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. Indeed, we have revealed for you in the kitab. أَنِذَا سَمِيتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That when you hear the verses of Quran, يُكْفَرُ بِهَا, they reject it. Oh, وَيُسْتَهْزَوْ بِهَا, they ridicule, make a mockery of it. فَلَا تَقُودُوا مَعَهُمْ, don't sit with them, don't mingle with them. حَتَّى يَخُودُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, till they indulge and start some other discussion. You stay there with them, you mingle with them, you associate with them for your own personal benefit. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَمْ مِثْلُهُمْ. So you become just like them. See the words Allah uses. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will assemble and gather the hypocrites. Allah calls such people hypocrites or open kuffar. And fi jahannama jamia, all will be assembled and gathered there in Jahannam, the hellfire. Surah number 4, verse number 140. You see that? So that is a very big verse for us, we must remember. We can't go and lie and so forth and tell people, no, I'm going to vote for DA because I got personal benefit or something. I mean, that's not right. So I'll vote for the party, but what benefit? I'm getting nothing. You must remember that. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا, personal benefit I'm speaking about. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Surah 5, verse number 2. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. These are all golden rules of Islam. So that's Quran, Surah 4, verse 140, and chapter 5, Surah Maida, verse 2. It's a long verse, just look in the ending, you will find it. Two ahadiths, you understood? Go open Babu Zulam, the chapter of oppression, transgression, there in Mishkat. That man a'ana zaliman ala zulmihi. You know one person is a zalim, is an oppressor, all that. Who can say Israel is not an oppressor? They are the biggest zalims and terrorists and so forth, occupiers, invaders, squatters, call them whatever you want to. Wawa ya'alam, and you know that they are zalim and oppressors, yet you go and assist them and help them. فَقَدْ خَرَجَ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ, you go out of the fold of Islam. Go open a hadith in Mishkat. Understood? So you'll find it there. Second one is this, a lot of time asabiyya takes place. So Mona Zahid, he speaks Gujarati. For example, I'm saying, he don't speak Gujarati, I'm giving an example. So he speaks Gujarati, and I speak Memon. So I go to the Memon guys, I say, you must vote for me. So why you must vote for me? Because I speak your tal, I speak your language. So that, whether I do wrong or right, that mustn't be the criteria. I'm speaking your tal, your language, you must vote for me. Mona Zahid goes, he says, no, you must vote for me because we speak Surti, Gujarati. You must vote for me because I speak Urdu. You must vote for me because we speak this. You see, So this Nabi alayhi salatu salam said about Asabiya. Mal Asabiya ra Rasulullah. Uhibbu qawmi. I love my people. I love South Africans. I love Maimans. I love Indians. Is that Asabiya qawla la? So no, that is something natural. So what is Asabiya? Antu'inahum ala zulmin. That you know they're wrong, and yet you go and assist them in that wrong, and so forth and so on. So that is what you must be there. And you agree with them. You don't speak nothing against them in it. And if you, this is in Mishkat. And if you go to Musnad Ahmad, you will find, sorry, not Musnad Ahmad, if you go to Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, you will find that they say, is it in there? The amount of asabiya that person has, that the partisanship and all. So that amount of iman is expunged from that person there, removed from that person there. So it's a big thing, remember that. So that we can't agree with.
Lastly, Mufti Sahib, what to us should we be reciting?
Remember, South Africa is at the crossroads, if you ask me. I told you 100 times, I'm not speaking of reward and sawab. I'm speaking about living. My family is here over 100 years. You understood? My one auntie who passed away, I looked at her family. She was born in South Africa in 1914. So it means my father's sister. So you must remember it's minimum 110 years. You understood? So we live here and we want to contribute and what have you, but we don't want to encroach on the Sharia. So remember that we don't want to become like all these other scholars for dollars and promote the ANC and all that. We don't agree with. You must remember that. Yesterday they put a topi and a turban for Mandela and all that. Now supposed to be sheikhs and maulvis and that. So all that we reject with the contempt it deserves. Remember that. So all that is nonsense. So the point I want to make is this, that the freedom we enjoy in South Africa, you won't get anywhere in the world. No in the Muslim countries, no in the Arab countries, no in the, any country in the world. So that's a great, great bounty favor of Almighty Allah. So let us use it effectively for dawah, tabligh, all these type of things. Not to change the Sharia, but we say Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. You see, that must be our stance, remember that. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Invite people to the truth. And people will criticize you, castigate you, everybody got their own ideas. Then continue making sabr. Allah Jalla Wala will show you who is on batil. How many people try to attack us, everything, where they today? I told you 100 times I was charged 10 million, a suit 10 million and all that, you understood? Where those people today? Finish. Innal batil akana zahuqa. Anybody promotes batil, they must perish, remember that. There's a system of Almighty Allah. Any other question?
See, the dua Mufti Sahib shared yesterday.
Oh yeah, so remember that the dua for Hifadat always reads Surah 12 verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ رَحْمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Any other dua that you're speaking about? About istikhara?
Si.
Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, select the best for me and wakhtarli and choose for me. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So read that, Allah. You don't have to sleep and dream. Whatever Allah put in your heart, that's your answer. Finish. You understood? You're speaking about the give dua away in the majlis?
Chi. Chi, that's
all. Okay, that's the dua I give. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Okay, quickly, you finish with it?
Chi.
Okay, speak special dua for, you know, the jutlas, haramis, murderers and super terrorists. They murdered over 100 people according to some reports. 50 is definite and hundreds and thousands must be injured in Rafah, supposed to be a safe zone and so forth. But remember, the tide is turning. Inshallah al-Aziz, Allah will decimate and dismantle the whole apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel.
Ameen.
And Allah will give victory to the Mujahideen. Our job is minimum make dua, go to Palestine if you can, go take zakat money, lillah, whatever, go give it out there and so forth. So Allah give tawfiq and Allah Ta'ala grant them victory and so forth, inshallah al-Aziz. Okay, inshallah, Dawood Monli will be today in Overport, and from 9 o'clock, 9:15 till around Maghrib. Sahib. Dawood Monley's number 063-403-2743. Bilal will be there in 2 Grace Avenue, and that is where the Westworld, where the Westwood Mall is nearby there. So I went there once or twice and there. So the Musalla Abu Bakr is there. So Bilal will be there from 9 to 1 to tune up the decoders. All this is free. 082-099-0023. Our Junaid Khan is here in Lens, so anybody in Lens, you can, he'll come to you and tune it up, inshallah. 084-304-0795. 084-304-0795. Zahir Asop is there, mashallah, in Cape Town, so 082-786-5441. And then our brother Abdul Samad is there in Chipata, Zambia. He's doing it free of charge as well. So mashallah, you can contact him, you'll know him. Then today we got this message, Salim Bhai. So Salim Bhai of Peter Marisburg, free of charge, you go to him and he will sort it out for you free in Marisburg. 0833-703-896. Salim Bhai's number for Marisburg, you can go from today. Phone him first, obviously. 0833-703-896. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.